This letter is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1787. And this is that letter is dated Baruch Hashem, Chav Gimel Menachem Av Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Uvracha. Look, the Rebbe gives attention to a honorable older person. The Rebbe gives attention here to a bar mitzvah boy. The Rebbe writes a relatively lengthy letter encouraging a bar mitzvah boy. And when you read these letters, you see one letter the Rebbe is dealing with the activists, and then we have another letter here where the Rebbe is dealing with a child just becoming bar mitzvah. So what does the Rebbe write to him? This letter is in Yiddish, and the Rebbe says, I was happy to see in the invitation that your bar mitzvah is being celebrated this Shabbos in Mitzvah Shem. So I wish you that as you turn 13 years old and you become obligated to mitzvahs, you should grow to the next step, which is 15 years old, which is the time for the study of Talmud, and you should grow in your Torah and mitzvahs. Our sages have told us, as our sages told us, that Hashem, that the Torah tells us that one needs to always go higher when it comes in holy matters. This means that all matters that are connected with Yiddishkeit, you gotta constantly grow higher and higher. For sure you know, the Rebbe says, that the Baal Shem Tov taught with his students that all those that follow in his ways, that everything is with divine providence. This means that everything that happens in your life, in the human life, especially by Jews, are not an accident. So nothing is an accident because everything is with the supervision, the godly supervision. So since you're by mitzvah is being celebrated on in the section of Re'ei, so that also needs to learn from this an instruction, a lesson in our daily life. Actually, the Rebbe says you can learn many things from the Parsha, because the Torah has no limit, it's no end. It, as it's brought down in the verse, Arucho mini eretz urechova mini yam, it's longer than the earth and it's wider than the ocean. I only want to emphasize one lesson, one message, unvising, one lesson. One lesson that we find immediately in the beginning of the portion, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, in the name of Hashem, to all the Yidden, he tells to them, whether they're young or old, and for all generations, and for all places, what Moshe Rabbeinu says. This is the verse. Re'ei anoichi noisen lifneichem hayoim brocha goimer. Hashem says, I give before you blessing. And then Hashem continues in the pasuk, he continues, Moshe in the name of Hashem, he says, es habrocha asher tishmu, the blessing is that you listen, v'haklolo im loy tishmu, and the curse if you don't listen. Basically, if you listen, you get blessing. If you don't listen, you get cursed. But look at, the Rebbe is going to point to the precise language of the pasuk. But first, the Rebbe says, every expression and word in the Torah is numbered and precise. So we see in these above-mentioned verses, when it talks about the blessing, it says, es habrocha asher tishmun, you get the blessing that you will listen. It doesn't say if you will listen. It says it's without a condition. That really means simply that the blessing is that you will listen. But when he talks about the curse, the opposite of the blessing, God forbid, over there it says im loy tishmun, if you will not listen, which is questionable, and it's a conditional. So here we see something very interesting, the Rebbe says, that you will listen is not questionable, it's not hindered, it's not doubtful. But if you don't listen, it's doubtful. What does it teach to all Jews, especially to our bar mitzvah, which just begins his way as a Jew who is obligated in Torah and mitzvahs from the Torah, that Hashem gives every all Jews a blessing in our holy Torah. That this is certain, that at the end we all will listen to Hashem, the mitzvahs Hashem Elokeichem, to the mitzvahs of God your God. And the reason is because in every Jew there is a godly soul. There's a godly a godly soul that is going to accomplish hers. She needs to accomplish, at the end will accomplish. But the other situation from Loisishmu, when you don't listen, that is a doubtful im. We're not sure. There are many people that never takes place, that they don't listen, because their entire life is based on Torah and mitzvahs. But even by those that sometimes the case is, as it says in the verse, that they go away from the path, God forbid, that is only a temporary thing, because it needs to be, like it says, Asher Tishmon, you will listen, in the end everybody will listen. I wish you that you should be in the category of the first category, that from Bar Mitzvah and on, you shall go on the way of Tishmon al Mitzvah Hashem Elokecha, to listen to the mitzvahs of God your God, through diligence in the study and being observant in the mitzvahs, then it will be fulfilled, the verse as habrocha, the blessing of Hashem in everything that you need, and your parents will have much nachas from you, Yiddish nachas and also Hasidish nachas, bibrocha, with a blessing. So here you see the Rebbe writing to Bar Mitzvah boy and encouraging him on the day of his Bar Mitzvah, saying that when a certain parsha is at your Bar Mitzvah, that is a lesson there, and while there is many lessons, the Rebbe learns the lesson from the very beginning, that you, Yidden will do the mitzvahs, is not conditional. It says Asher Tishmon, and the fact that they won't do the mitzvahs, something that's conditional, and the Rebbe says in the end we'll all do all the mitzvahs, we'll all end up listening to Hashem.
Right.
Why we may in the middle stray and go away a little bit, but that's only a temporary situation. Ultimately, everybody. So the Rebbe blesses him. Be of those that get the blessings right away. Listen to Hashem, follow, do the Torah, do the mitzvahs, and then you will earn yourself the blessings of Hashem.